been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So, Stuart Sink with a hole-in-one on 16. Let's get an update on where Tiger is and what he's been doing, what he's been up to over the last 30 or 40 minutes with gentleman Jim Dallas.
Yeah, Tiger Woods just got a bogey, so he is up to two over par. But still, he's looking good. It doesn't look like it's going to be too high in terms of the cut. I think if he's plus four, he's probably going to make the cut, and that would be big for the TV networks, that's for sure.
Coming up on the program, very excited to have Tommy Pigott back on. He's Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. We're going to find out what's going on along our southern border, what's going on in Ukraine, and what is going on in our nation's capital. They had a big celebration for Ketanji Brown Jackson at the White House. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukrainian authorities say a Russian missile hit a train station where thousands of people had gathered to flee in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 50 people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the attackers deliberately went after civilians.
Obviously, the targeting of civilians would certainly be a war crime, and we've already called a range of the actions we've seen to date a war crime, but we're going to be supporting efforts to investigate exactly what happened here.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on social media, "This is an evil without limits, and if it is not punished, then it will never stop." Israeli security forces say they have killed a Palestinian man who opened fire into a crowded bar in central Tel Aviv and killed three people. Correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The shooting took place in a bar on a central thoroughfare that has seen other attacks over the years. Thursday night is the beginning of the Israeli weekend, and the area was packed with people in the various bars and restaurants. Israel says the attacker was tracked down after an overnight manhunt and killed in an exchange of fire near a mosque. It was the fourth deadly attack in Israel by Palestinians in less than 3 weeks. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Jurors have acquitted two defendants of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but couldn't agree on a verdict for two others. The verdicts were read Friday at the federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta were acquitted. The jurors could not agree on verdicts for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. Croft is from Delaware and the others are from Michigan. Defense attorneys portrayed their clients as weekend warriors, often stoned and prone to wild talk. They said FBI undercover agents and informants tricked the men into agreeing to such a conspiracy. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 137 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 186, the S&P lower by 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now feeling the heat from another potential loss of a pro sports team, Oakland's mayor has resorted to a little bit of name-calling, referring to Las Vegas as a, quote, gross desert. Talking about her city's efforts to keep the Oakland A's, Mayor Libby Schaaf said Oakland needed to be more environmentally focused when dealing with the precious California coastline than in the gross desert of Las Vegas. Taking the high road, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman invited her counterpart to visit Las Vegas, saying they could attend a Las Vegas Raiders game together. Oakland A's officials have made multiple trips to Las Vegas to scout potential stadium locations should they decide to leave the Bay Area. Now, with very little fanfare, a downtown Las Vegas iconic restaurant is back in business. It first opened way back in 1965 as the Top of the Mint. Top of Binion's Steakhouse is once again open for business after a two-year shutdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Visitors and locals can now once again head to the 24th floor to enjoy the historic dinner tables, vintage bar, and gorgeous views there at at the top of Binion Steakhouse.
CQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A lot of congestion as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. U.S. 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. Delays on the 515 both directions between Eastern and the 15 interchange. Two lanes available there during the day. Only one lane available after 11 p.m.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, the White House over the last few days has been out crowing about the latest jobs report, and I'll be honest with you, it doesn't jive with what we've been hearing from a lot of the so-called experts. And in fact, joining us now is Tommy Pigott, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, who joins us. I know the White House was crowing about the latest jobs report. The fact is, though, the job growth was weaker than expected. Am I right on that?
You are right on that. The job growth is weaker than expected. And to kind of add insult to injury for Biden claiming any credit for jobs that were created at all, the states where the most jobs are created are in Republican-led states. So he deserves none of the credit for the jobs that were created. And unfortunately, there weren't nearly as many jobs created as were expected.
Tell me what this economy is doing to people that we have a lot of people that are retirees that are on a fixed income. Can you talk a little bit about what Biden inflation is doing to them?
Well, people on a fixed income are often hurt the most by Biden inflation. I mean, because there's not really wage growth to match that inflation. So when we're seeing 7.9% prices rising, that is a direct tax on the American people. And especially if you have no wage growth, you have no ability to combat those rising prices, you're stuck eating that cost. You're stuck making your payments stretch even further. I think kind of a statistic that really struck me was that, according to a Fed study, many Americans couldn't afford a $400 unexpected expense. And Biden inflation is now costing Americans an extra $433 per month. So I think that gives a good idea of really how devastating Biden inflation is, especially to Americans on a fixed income.
And by the way, Tommy, aren't liberal economists agreeing that we have the highest inflation in 40 years? I mean, it seems like there's consensus that this thing is real.
That's exactly right. And not only is there a consensus that this is the worst inflation we've seen in 40 years, there's consensus that Biden owns it. That's a direct quote from a former Obama economic advisor, Stephen Ratner. This is Biden's inflation. He needs to own it. So liberal economists across the spectrum are saying, because Biden wasted $1.9 trillion about a year ago, because he blew that up in smoke or burned that up in smoke, we have these massive increases in pricing. So he said that he wasn't going to tax anybody that was making less than $400,000 a year to pay for that legislation. But now even liberal economists are saying that all Americans are paying that tax through inflation. They're all paying for that wasteful legislation through inflation. And that's why 70% of Americans disapprove of how Biden is handling rising prices. It's across the board. Liberal economists, conservatives all point to Joe Biden's policies as causing this rapid increase in prices.
We don't agree on much in this country, but that's one thing I think we can all agree on, because we're all paying this Biden inflation tax. I want to ask you about something that's hitting all of us who travel by automobile. The idea of the president dipping into the strategic petroleum reserves for millions of barrels of oil. My question is, what happens if we have a real emergency? If we end up having hurricanes in the Gulf, or we have OPEC rearing its ugly head, what happens then?
I think that's a great point, and that's exactly why this move is not only short-sighted, it's harmful. The releasing of the strategic oil reserves is not really having that much of an impact on price, because oil is a futures market. They know this is a limited release, but what it is doing, to your point, is it's making it so that we can't respond quickly and effectively if we really have an instance where we need to surge resources to a specific location, like you just mentioned, in a hurricane or something like that. So it's really harmful. And I think just kind of as a side point, which I mean, talk about irony here, Trump wanted to fill the strategic petroleum reserve back when prices were at near record lows. And Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer stopped him. So now the only thing that they're relying on, Biden is relying on, to drive prices lower is releasing that oil from the reserve when Democrats stopped Trump from filling it up in the first place. And the reason why we have to release it is because Biden is attacking American energy here at home. It's just thing after thing that's really driving up these prices, and just really irresponsible from Joe Biden.
Tommy Pickett joining us, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. Is there a short-term fix? I mean, I get a sense that there really isn't a short-term fix to this energy crisis that we are having right now. Do you get a sense that, even unleashing the Keystone XL pipeline would take months, maybe years, to fire up? Is that right?
Well, I think this is kind of where the Biden administration, because that's the argument that they're putting forward here in terms of these projects, is sort of missing the mark. Because, one, a lot of these projects would actually be coming online now. The Keystone Pipeline will be coming on a few months from now if it hadn't been stopped. Many pipelines would be opened that were set to open in the beginning of 2022 if Biden had to come in and put kind of block those projects. But a second point is that, like I mentioned before, oil is a futures market. So a good example of how really opening up or announcing change in policies can lower prices is 2008. When George Bush came out in 2008 and said, we're going to expand offshore drilling when oil prices were high, oil prices started coming down as he was speaking and then dropped 70% in a matter of 6 months. So we really can see that because it's the futures market, by just adopting policies that work, by announcing your intention to unleash American energy, it can have a powerful impact on prices.
I want to ask you about what went on today at the White House, a big celebration for Ketanji Brown Jackson, and what this is going to mean, her ascendancy to the United States Supreme Court. What is this going to mean from a legislation standpoint, having a radical justice on the bench like that? And this is something that's going to be long term. Am I right that this is going to be something that we're going to have to live with for decades to come?
We are, most likely. And it's really unfortunate for the country, because she is a radical judge. She really has a record of attacking the free speech rights of pro-life Americans, of attacking the Second Amendment, of backing critical race theory, really on issue after issue. She's the farthest left of the farthest left. And that's why the far left wanted her as Biden's pick. We are going to have to live with this now. She is confirmed, but I think it's a powerful reminder of why we have to win in 2022, why we have to take back the Senate, why we have to take back the House, so we can put a stop to the worst elements of Biden's agenda. And the only way we do that is by winning in November.
I know Monica Crowley wrote about it, and you touched on it earlier, that it's red states that are leading the way economically. What is it that red state governors are doing or not doing that is propelling their economies while blue state governors are floundering?
Well, I think the biggest thing that red state governors are doing is they're empowering businesses and workers. They're empowering American families to provide for themselves. They're not relying on bureaucrats and big spending that just waste money. They're saying, we're going to let businesses thrive. We see that with people leaving high-tax blue states, going to red states in record numbers. We see businesses relocating their headquarters to red states. And so we have a real, I think, distinction between a red state like Florida or Texas that's really rebounding and empowering workers, and a blue state like New York, where they can't even agree on unmasking our kids in schools. They still have masks on two-year-olds in schools. And I think, you might say, what does that have to do with jobs? But I think it just is indicative of the regulations of the real obstacles blue states put in front of Americans, where red states are empowering Americans, empowering businesses, and empowering workers.
I know that we've got primary elections coming up in our state. I know elsewhere around the country. What is the mission statement for Republicans from here on out, as we're just a matter of months away from early voting, mail-in voting arriving in homes? What are the marching orders from the Republican National Committee?
Well, I think our big message is that freedom matters. And I think the American people agree. We think at the RNC and Republicans are united in believing that the best way to ensure this nation is prosperous is to give Americans the tools they need to prosper themselves. And the way you do that is not taxing them. It's not recklessly spending money. It's by getting government out of the way, unleashing American energy, and keeping our streets safe. It really is not complicated. It's an agenda I believe Americans agree with, and that's why Republicans are going to win in November.
Tommy, I got to tell you, I learn something every time you're on the show. We'd love to have you back on. Thanks so much, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Tommy Pigott, Rapid Response Director for the Republican National Committee, kind of a national spokesperson. Stay where you are. We'll update you on Tiger Woods and the Masters and even a local player from UNLV, an amateur by the name of Aaron Jarvis. He's not doing bad. He's not doing bad at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyForNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You got to love it. It's day two at the Masters, and Tiger Woods still very much in the hunt. He has struggled a little bit off and on in this round. Let's get the latest from Gentleman Jim. What's the story on Tiger Woods? And also, we've got a UNLV golfer who's playing as an amateur. We'll give you an update on that as well.
Yeah, not only that, but we also have a former UNLV that is in the top contention as well. Tiger Woods right now, he's plus four for the day, plus three for the tournament after 12 holes. So he's still in that range where it looks like he's going to make the cut if he doesn't bogey or just fall apart in the on the back nine. Adam Scott, who was a star at UNLV back in the late 90s, the early 2000s, he is tied for 21st right now, the former UNLV Rebel. He's minus one on the day, plus one for the tournament. So it looks like he may make the tournament as well. And you mentioned the amateur.
Aaron Jarvis from UNLV, plus 12. And he is still, I believe, on the back nine at Augusta National.
That's just incredible for somebody, for an amateur to play that course against this competition and to compose yourself like that and to be that young, too. He certainly has a bright future ahead of him, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, yeah, this is a good stuff. We'll update you. We've already had a hole in one. Stuart Sink on 16 became the 24th player in Masters history to hit a hole in one. It was an amazing moment. I want you to hear from the National Border Patrol spokesperson, a gentleman by the name of Chris Cabrera, was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday, looking ahead to May 23rd. You say what is significant about May 23rd? That's when the repeal of Title 42 goes into effect. This was Chris Cabrera yesterday with Neil Cavuto on Fox.
Well, you know, we have people that are we're releasing them, and they get on a bus, go wherever they need to go. The government will fund it most of the time. And, you know, there is no shortfall of illegals wanting to go to that part of the country once we after we release them from custody. So I don't see a problem with it, especially if the trip is free to them. You know, by all means, let's share the wealth. Let them see what we're seeing down here, and maybe people will have a different view on it once they realize it's coming to their neighborhood, not just ours.
You know, you could make the argument, Chris, that they would welcome going to Washington, D.C. I know they would still have these phones. These are devices that are supposed to track where they are and all. They can always get rid of them, I know. But they might have a better chance of just sort of, you know, melding into the population there than they would where you are. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, very few people that come across illegally stay here as far as the asylum seekers. So they're not staying here in the first place. They're going everywhere else. Usually, though, they're going to flood the southern states. you know, parts of Texas, and you know, it's high time for the rest of the country to see what we're dealing with here. And like I said, we do have a lot of the MS-13 that we catch. Their target area is the Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and let's expedite that trip for them.
Chris, this May 23rd date, you've heard more than you like, and probably you don't like the fact that May 23rd date is out there when Title 42 would go away. What are you anticipating?
We're anticipating just we're already overwhelmed. I think Bill Malusian, I think he was being kind when he said that we were overwhelmed. I think more along the lines of the administration is not doing their job and not allowing us to do ours. We're sitting on about 8,000 a day nationwide. We're expecting 18,000 to 20,000 nationwide.